Rev up your Father's Day gift giving at SummitRacing.com. Shop tons of unique automotive-themed gifts, plus parts, tools, and accessories from our massive inventory. Update Dad's wardrobe with a new shirt, jacket, hoodie, or hat. Redecorate his garage or man cave with a cool sign, clock, chair, or car-themed collectible. Or give the perfect card, a Summit Racing gift card. Shop SummitRacing.com today for great gearhead gifts, plus enroll in the rewards program to get more power in every purchase.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, sent a letter to Merrick Garland accusing the Attorney General of misleading lawmakers about the FBI's targeting of traditional Catholics as potential domestic extremists. The letter reads in part, "Let's be clear," writes the senator to the Attorney General. "Your department has decided to turn Catholic congregations into front organizations for the FBI. And when asked about it, you've decided to fudge the truth before Congress. This is an unconscionable assault on American Catholics' First Amendment rights and an abdication of your duty to enforce the law without fear or favor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, a recovering politician, and a man who very carefully has analyzed some of the conduct of the Biden administration, because there are things we don't have yet, and observed, at least to my measure in his most recent column, that there is abuse of people of faith. I can't tell whether it's uniform and organized or whether it's the prejudices of individuals in important positions." That is a very good evening to you. Calling Catholics radical domestic extremists, it's bizarre. It's almost as if we're plunged back into, what, the 16th century? Is that when the wars were most vicious, the torturing and the abuse of parties because one was a Roman Catholic and one was not a Roman Catholic? This is supposed to be 300 or 400 years behind us. What has happened?
Good evening to you, John. I am a recovering politician. I'm a loyal American, and I'm also a practicing Catholic. I do not think that the last two are in any conflict whatsoever. Unfortunately, there seem to be elements of the administrative state that disagree and would use the power, especially the police powers of the federal government, to trample upon the First Amendment rights of all Americans to the free exercise of religion. We've seen this throughout history, from Diocletian onward to the French Revolution, the Mexican Revolutions, and elsewhere. The radical left is always at war with people of faith, be they of any of the revealed religions or otherwise. So, following in the footsteps and the blueprint of Rousseau, their own secular postmodernist civil religion must take precedence over any other belief, even those of religious belief. So when the administration and elements of the administrative state put forward documents such as Senator Hawley is referring to, it is a very dangerous situation, a very precarious one for our free republic and for the rights of all of its citizens. And it's very interesting, too, as well, that you have a great debate, especially on the heels of the Dobbs decision within the Catholic Church, as to whether abortion is a grave evil or whether it is something that people of the Catholic faith can actually support. Obviously, the church teaching is that it is a grave sin, one that will place you in peril for eternity. But when you look at it, John, using the weight of the government to come after faithful Catholics, people who believe that, which is different than what Mr. Biden and Mr. Becerra of the HHS believe, you are now also dragging the government into one side of a debate amongst Catholics themselves. So it is a very, very, again, dangerous and perilous position for the government to intrude upon a debate amongst Catholics, a debate amongst themselves, and then to side with one side or the other, and to declare that those who follow the tenets of the faith, the teachings of the church, are somehow to be looked at as suspicious and dangerous in the eyes of their fellow citizens. In talking about this to some of my friends, especially some of my Jewish friends, I've listened to them as they've lamented the fact that the United States was once so welcoming to them, has now seen such a sharp rise in anti-Semitism. And now when I look at what's happening to the Catholic Church and we see what the Biden administration and the administrative state are doing to Catholics, You can also see disappointment in the faces of many of my fellow Catholics that this is happening here where we also never thought it would happen again.
The puzzle is, what is it that they, whoever this is at the FBI or the Department of Justice, what is it that they allege? That is, the Catholic vote is critical to the success of the United States for at least 100 years, more than that, but at least the Catholic vote is the conservative backbone of major states when it comes to the presidential election. What are they thinking?
These are radical abortion supporters. Let's be blunt. And despite the fact that Catholic churches and crisis pregnancy centers have been vandalized and desecrated, there have been no real indictments. There's certainly been no one put in jail for them. Instead, they smear faithful Catholics because of their support for the pro-life cause. And that's where we are. This is something that Senator Hawley has written about, and I'm sure it's something that Representative Jordan, with his weaponization of government committee, should really look into. It's absolutely unconscionable. And it is unconstitutional.
It strikes me that in a room where people are debating, you know, let's assume these are professionals at the FBI and the Department of Justice, in a room where they're debating these matters, someone would speak out and say, this is nutty. I mean, someone would say, you know, this is awfully reckless of us without substantial evidence. And in any event, it looks a great deal as if we're practicing prejudice. Couldn't anybody say that out loud?
Remember, John, the left is very insular. All they know is what they've been told, and they only talk to each other. If you have an institution that is run by wild-eyed radical leftists, all you're going to get out of that is wild-eyed radical leftist policies. Who is going to say that this is insane when everyone in the room is crazy?
Could they go as far as surveilling bishops and priests and cardinals?
Oh, yeah.
Could it go that far?
Yeah, I'm sure they could. I think that that's why this has to be investigated, to make sure that they haven't. I don't think we should jump to any conclusions. But as some of your acquaintances like to remind us, democracy dies in darkness, John. Let's bring it all to the light of day so that we can see what the administrative state has been up to and bring them to heel if need be.
Darkness.
And of course, John, within that darkness, let us light a candle so that they may see the light and be redeemed.
We're going to stay with the darkness theme, that is. This is Friends of Mr. Debating Society, and we're going to speak of secrets revealed. In an unusual fashion, over many months, on popular sites for gamers, but revealed. And what does it tell us about the Biden administration, about Washington's conduct of warfare, and about the contest with adversaries? Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Ve a 7-Eleven y prueba el delicioso sándwich de pollo con 7 Rewards. Crujiente, irresistible y mucho mejor que conformarte con lo mismo de siempre. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $4 con 7 Rewards. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Columbus y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 23 de junio de 2026. Ingredientes adicionales por separado. Hasta agotar existencias. Tiendas participantes. Ver términos en app.